This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to the Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
My colleague Monica Ratajczak is the multimedia wizard of The New Yorker, and she's got some suggestions for us. Monica, what's the first one?
Well, the first one is from archive.org. This nonprofit archives a lot of things around the internet, you know, documents, music, images. But for a while now, they've been really amping up their efforts to store software.
So what would I find in there?
So you're going to find operating systems, different applications, you know, the very beginning of Apple II software.
So for a tech person, this is like going back.
This is like Mecca.
It's like going back and hearing songs of the 50s.
Songs from the 50s. This is right. Real nostalgia here.
Great doo-wop.
But more than just storing tens of thousands of items of software, what they've actually done is they've created an emulator called JS Mess. So you can actually access video games and arcade games from decades ago.
So you can get Pac-Man, no problem.
You can get Pac-Man, and I just love going to this site and finding these weird little gems.
So you find your technological childhood back there.
Well, these were actually made before I was born, but
all right, don't
still
rub it
fun,
in.
But it's still
what,
fun.
What do you got here?
So what I have here is something called Mr. Do's Wild Ride, which is from the Internet Arcade Collection on archive.org. And let's do player one. Oh, I'm actually doing really well, huh?
This is one of the dumbest games I've ever
seen. It's so dumb. But it's actually... Oh, okay. All right. All right, I just died.
So what else you got?
The internet can be a frenetic, overwhelming place. And so sometimes you need a little bit of a break. And this website called crossframed.com is a break from all of that. There are over thousands of selected clips from movies hosted on this website. And you get a random film clip every time you go to this site. And there's everything from classic films to little snippets from really popular films. This one I love from Ghostbusters 2.
Do, re, mi, gong.
I like seeing the clips in isolation. It's a little bit mysterious, but I kind of like that mystery. And
do you end up going to see the full film after seeing the
sometimes,
clip?
Sometimes, yeah. And what I like about it is that it's like a little cinema espresso, right? I get a little culture fix in the middle of my afternoon.
So who does this?
So he's actually an anonymous guy. He's an anonymous contributor, and I reached out to him, and I was like, who the heck are you? I really like your site. He's this designer in Portugal who actually is just a huge cinema fan, and for years he was culling little clips from movies and
Amazing.
Uploading them to a live journal. This was before YouTube even existed. And then a few years ago, he was like, you know what, maybe I should put this on a site. And he just uploads a new one, and now it's up to over 1,300 clips.
You know, I think this is going to be very healthy for everybody. This is what people do instead of smoking cigarettes now.
Exactly.
You can take a 3-minute break and watch a movie classic.
Get a classic. Cinema fix.
Get a fix that way. And what's the third one?
I recently saw this wonderful documentary at the New York Turkish Film Festival called Remake, Remix, Ripoff. The Turkish equivalent to Hollywood in the 60s and 70s was producing hundreds of films annually. But because of financial and governmental restrictions, which meant limited resources for filmmakers, coupled with the fact that there was actually no copyright law in Turkey at the time, meant that all of these filmmakers were creating fantastic mashups and remakes, and in some cases, taking clips from contemporary Hollywood films and splicing them into their own films directly.
And how do I get this?
So you can see many of these these films on YouTube. And one of the more popular ones is The Man Who Saves the World, or also known as Turkish Star Wars. And we can see a clip of it here. So here we're seeing a pilot who's wearing a motorcycle helmet.
And a giant egg is floating through outer space. Look at that.
They actually stole the reels of Star Wars from a local theater overnight so that they could screen the Star Wars in the background and film their actors in front of the Death Star.
Not in a million years could I have found this. For the few people that missed the Turkish Film Festival in New York and didn't go to the Batman movie, you can get this all on YouTube without a problem.
You can get much of it on YouTube without a problem, but the documentary will hopefully be on streaming soon.
The New Yorker's Monica Racic.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.